What I'm telling here is we should not waste all of our so-called day-to-day activities. For example, at night we sleep. At morning we get up. Then we take shower. Then we eat. Then we go to bathroom. You know, all these sort of things. And all of these things are not nothing. They all very big thing, very serious thing. They all committing karma. For example, when you take shower, what are you doing? You know, you are destroying the sentient beings which are born from your own flesh and blood. They are your children. And you are destroying millions of them by brushing, by taking shower, by doing all of that. So we have to do that. I take lots of shower, especially in this kind of weather. But, you know, we have to use that. We don't just do it like I don't mean to discriminate against animals. But, you know, most people think pigs are very stupid. You know, but I heard that some scientists say that pigs are very intelligent. But doesn't matter. I'm quite sure our dear pigs wouldn't mind me saying this. So you should not get up just like a pig. And you should not eat just like a pig. And you should not just go to sleep like a pig, you know. Dear honorable pig, forgive me. Okay? We as a Vajrayana Buddhist, Buddhist in general, and especially Vajrayana Buddhist, we all supposed to be yogis. And of course, there's all kind of yogis, very, very special yogis, like enlightened ones. But we are some kind of yogi, practitioner. So therefore, when we wake up in the morning, we should think of waking up from the ignorance of samsara. Waking up from the ignorance, you know. And when we are taking shower, we should think of like a vajrasattva, purification, purifying all the negative karma, all the defilements, everything by the blessing of the Buddha. So we wash. And when we eat, we should make offering, because the Buddhas are not hungry. Don't worry about that. But we are hungry. So therefore, long as we like to eat good food, long as we don't like to eat bad food, long as we wanted to have our food on our plate on time, then long as that is there, then we make the offering of that. Before we eat it, we offer it to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then the left, what is left there, of course, Buddhas will not take anything. Everything will be there, don't worry. You know, if your offering prayer is too long, maybe breakfast will become lunch. And it will become a cold lunch. But other than that, it will be very much there. So then you enjoy it. And when you're eating it, you think of it like think of it as what it is. We are making offering to our Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. Our Dharmakaya don't need food. But our Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya need food. So we should make it an offering to our hundreds of deities in our body. So that is from the Pardo Tudor. There is 100 deities. So that is one example. And it's not just 100, countless, limitless. So making offering to them. And when we dispose our waste, you know, we should think of it as like, you know, we are making sur here. Out there, and that is like giving it to the hungry ghosts and sentient beings of lower realm, because the hungry ghosts and all those sentient beings of lower realm of very bad karma, they cannot consume anything that is nice and clean and good. You know, I give you an example: a good person and a bad person. You know, bad person in my definition of bad person is a bad person. If you trust, if you respect, if you praise that person, that person will become outrageous against you. And that person will take all advantage of you because you respect that person, you praise that person. So that is a bad person. And that bad person, at the same time, person with that character, if you stay on put and you don't listen to that person, if you don't entertain that person, then that person becomes very nice. You know, that is result of very bad karma, because that person cannot digest and cannot comprehend other person's respect, other person's kindness, other person's praise. But that person can digest and feel very comfortable when other person abuse that person, other person ignore that person, other person's disrespect that person, then that person behaves. So that is example of good people and bad people in my culture. So anyway, so the sentient beings of lower realm, like hungry ghosts, are like that. If you offer them a very, very pure fruit, for them it will be like a ball of fire. They cannot eat it. So therefore, the worst thing, the dirtiest thing for them, that is the something that they enjoy. So therefore, you give it to them. You say, Om Mani Padme Hum, and give it to them. So that way, every activity that we do in everyday life, we do our best to make it as a yoga as possible. So therefore, we become a yogi, a true yogi. Of course, you don't go too far about it, because I know, I don't think I have to worry about this with Tibetans, because we have been in the Dharma for so many generations, so we become a little bit hardened, you know. We have a very thick skin, like elephant skin. But those people who are in the Dharma quite new, maybe 20 years, maybe one generation, maybe two generation, maybe only 3 years, maybe only 1 year. So those of you, you know, when you hear these things, you might get overexcited, and then you might become neurotic about it. So you should not become neurotic. You know, every time you eat something, every time you see something, then you tiptoe on everything, you hair split everything, then it will drive you really mental. So I don't want you to be responsible for that. So therefore, keep your heads together, okay? And keep your common sense also. And with that, then do your best to make the best use of every situation in your life. And don't waste our time and opportunities. So that is a very important thing. And then I'm telling the lay peoples who don't know very much about sadhanas and philosophies and all those things. So for them, I'm telling them, whether you are saying Om Mani Padme Hum, or whether you are saying Mam Bedan Guru Pema Siddhi Hum, anything like that, then you should say that whenever you are free. That means whenever you are not gossiping. You know, you shouldn't gossip, but people like to gossip, and I don't want to take their entertainment away from them. But you know, for many people, gossip is the only entertainment they have. So it is quite unfair for me to tell them that is a bad thing. But I personally think gossip is a very bad thing. It creates all kind of sufferings for everybody, including yourself. But when your mouth is free, you say mantra. You know, you just don't sit there like a closed mouth, unless you're meditating or something. And then even you are cooking, you say mantra. Then the food will become blessed, you know. Not because you are spitting on it, you know. You shouldn't spit on the food. I saw some people cooking, and you know, they cook, and then they use the spoon and taste and put it back, you know. And if I see that, I don't want to eat that food, because I don't want to eat somebody's leftover. anyway, that is not that important, but that's my culture, again. So when you say mantras over the food, don't spit on it, but you say mantra. And don't waste that time. And whenever you are doing anything, you say your mantra. And then you think very clearly, Avalokiteshvara or Guru Rinpoche or whoever, please bless me and please bless all sentient beings. And when I die, may I see you right there. Moment I die, may I see you. And then may I be born in your pure land. You know, that is a very simple way, but that is a very important thing, because when we die, we don't know what kind of condition we will be in. Maybe we will be unconscious. Maybe we will be totally mad. Maybe our head will be injured so badly so that our body is just living, but our mind is totally unconscious. So in that kind of situation, what will happen? Of course, nothing will happen. Because if you prayed sincerely, and if you supplicate sincerely in your life, then that will continue in your death and in your next life. Therefore, whatever kind of situation happens to us, doesn't matter if we are doing our best while we are alive. And there's three principles which is also part of my dharma culture. So that is, for this life, for next life, you should respect the karma, cause and result. That means you shouldn't be unfair to people, you shouldn't be harmful to anybody, you should be honorable, and you should be kind, good, all of that is for next life. And for this life, you should have ngotsa and tell. So ngotsa means, I think in English, shame. Because if you do something wrong, if other people see it, then you will be ashamed. So you should have shame. And you shouldn't do things because of shame. And then another is tell. Even nobody know you have done something wrong, or even what you are doing seems to be a very wonderful thing, but in your mind you know you are doing it with vested interest, so it is a wrong thing. So that is what we call tell. Even nobody knows it, then you know, then you should have tell. So for this life, you should have ngotsa and tell, two things. And then as a Vajrayana, practitioner, you should have samaya with three jewels and three roots, and so samaya with lineage, and these three things for next life, for this life, the samaya, the three things. And if you have these three things, then you can consider yourself, you did not waste this precious human life. If you don't have these three things, then you are absolutely wasting this precious human life. And for example, with me, if I see somebody who does not have these three things, I will pray for that person, I will be very nice to that person, but I don't want to have anything to do with that person. Because there will be no trust, there will be no reliability, there will be nothing. No principle of that person. So therefore, you just have to keep distance from that person. And of course, as a Buddhist, you have to pray for that person. You have to teach that person, do everything you can. But technically, I don't want to have anything to do with that kind of people. So the same, this is very important three things. This life, next life, and the samaya. That is for enlightenment.